It is evening in beautiful San Francisco. This is Cindy Lee Robles coming in from Guests in Your Life. Guests in Your Life is about guests that you meet, guests along the way. Who's your guest? What's your inspiration? Things that you love that are your guests. It could be your cell phone. I call my cell phone Wilbur. Wilbur is my guest in my life because this thing is so vital to my being right now. Anyway, I just wanted to check in with you guys, and I hear that the ride shares are going on strike, and today is May 7th, so that's going to happen tomorrow, May 8th, and in all these like major cities like New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and any city that's really pumping out these ride shares, they are going on strike. The drivers are going on strike. And you know, I find that really interesting because these IPOs, Lyft, Uber, I mean, Airbnb, all these guys that have taken down some big empires, like the hotel business, Airbnb has definitely affected the hotel business. Lyft, ride shares, they have definitely wiped out those medallion holders. We all know it. We've all seen it happen in all of our cities, all those cats. And there's some good dudes and some good female drivers out there that had medallions, and all that investment, everything that they put in for that was wiped away by this new empire, which is called the ride shares, Lyft, and I'm just going to talk about Lyft in particular because I find Lyft to be one of the most amazing marketing campaigns I've ever seen. There's another one, but I won't talk about that one now. But Lyft, actually, I personally encountered Lyft in around 2007. Actually, I didn't use it probably till 2011, maybe 12. And I have to say that for me, as a mom that was commuting from San Francisco in an area where cabs would just not patronize, they just would tell you, no, I'm not going down there. You would think I lived in the hood, but I didn't. I lived in the furthest part of the city, close to downtown. I don't know if that makes sense. So even though San Francisco is a small city, it's 7x7, and it's a great commuter city, I have to say. The express buses, how to get to the East Bay or how to get to Palo Alto, they've really created some great express services. But before that was going on, you know, it was still hard to get a cab in San Francisco, like Yellow, Veterans, DeSoto. With all due respect, a lot of drivers would not come down to my neighborhood, and it made my life very difficult, especially not having a car and having a child and only having one car in the household. So when Lyft came around, it was perfect. It saved me. I was like, oh, I'm independent. I can be more independent in this little city to just get me to little spots like the grocery store where I don't have to carry bags. I mean, or pick up my daughter, or it just was super, super helpful. And what made it even better was their marketing. They had drivers with personalities, with these big, big logo mustaches on their cars. They drew you in. They had you sit in the front seat. Like, the whole thing was, I'm your friend. I'm giving you a ride. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So for what? From 2007 till about, I would say maybe 15, it was affordable. Maybe 2013. I mean, super affordable, man. I was getting downtown. I was getting to spots for like $5, $6. I was so happy. It was so worth it. You know, paying almost $2, or paying over almost $3 to get on the bus. For $2 more, I was stress-free. I was in a cute little ride share, listening to dope music, and usually the drivers tricked out their cars with water and snacks for free. So everything was appealing to my personal emotion, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you can understand how Lyft psychologically took our minds. They took our minds, they took our hearts, and they created loyalty. They sure did. So now they're just jamming and making money and then, you know, getting more drivers and creating more incentives. The drivers are making money. That means like people that would like work in jobs where they wouldn't make about $800, $900 in a weekend, they were doing that because Lyft was giving them 80% of the profit. Lyft was only taking 20. So they built their clientele of drivers. Oh my God, how brilliant is that? How brilliant is that? I mean, they kept building and building and taking emotions from people, taking emotions from the drivers and the passengers. They had us all thinking we had a really good thing and we were winning on each side. And we were. I felt good that the drivers were making money. I felt good that I was saving money. I was finally able to get around the city. I was independent as a mom. It was great. It was great. And then, after finally captivating their clients and their drivers, and everyone's like loyal, you know, they created loyalty off of emotion. They created loyalty off of emotion, and they capitalized it. They capitalized us. They so American, so brilliant. And you know what's even trippier? I looked up Lyft. I looked up how these two guys created this concept of ride shares for the Lyft marketing campaign. These dudes went to Zimbabwe years ago. What did I see? What did I research? What did these fools? 2005, they went to Zimbabwe and they saw mini cabs doing ride shares, minivans. And that's something that people used to do in the hoods of New York City. I remember I used to take a dollar cab. Well, it'd be filled with a bunch of people. It was a van, actually. I keep on saying cab. It was a van. And when you lived in a double car fare zone, that could get expensive for especially people, you know, that are low income. So, people in the neighborhood, it was illegal, but people in the neighborhood would, you know, buy vans and they would charge people $1. Like, they were not even charging people more, and they could have. They could have done $1.50. They could have been comparable to the transit fare, which was what, $1.50, $1.75, $2.25. But no, it was discounted. So people in the neighborhood were able to get around because it's a hustle to take that train to get down into the city. So New York was doing this, Zimbabwe was doing this, and it was like a community thing. It always started as a heart thing. And I believe in Zimbabwe, it probably still is a heart thing, but not anymore, because two dudes, you know, or two, I mean, hey, two ambitious people took a cultural concept, and created a capitalist brand. And now we have Lyft striking, because now they're barely making $17 an hour. So everybody got caught in the crossfires. We did, because the prices went up. It's taken long now. The time duration, the estimated time, the ETA for a ride to get to my neighborhood is not like it used to be. It used to be like 3-4 minutes. Now it's back to 12-15. Who knows? It may get even higher, because, you know, people want the smaller ride so they can make the smaller money. I mean, there's so many little things that that Lyft is doing, which is, it's, to me, on a business side, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. But on a human side, it's some typical BS of people taking something so beautiful and making so much money, and as if it wasn't enough, as if they weren't already making 700 mil before they went public. No, it's never enough. They wanted more, so they went public. IPO, blah, 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 whatever this lingo is. And now Lyft is a public company, and the drivers are not making as much money. The passengers are not being serviced like they used to. Certainly not me. I could speak for myself. I take Lyft every day, multiple times a day. But I'll tell you this, tomorrow I won't be taking Lyft. Tomorrow I'm going to get on the good old bus. I tell you, it just reminds me of like this little thing, a nursery rhyme. Nursery rhymes, man, your childhood still comes up. If there's always like a little thing that reminds me of this kind of shit. And it's called Along Came a Spider. Remember that nursery rhyme? Along came a spider who sat down beside her. Anyway, I hope you guys are well. I hope you appreciate this analogy. And hey, this is just coming from me because I am someone who takes Lyft all the time, and I am hoping and wishing the drivers get what they deserve, and that it levels out, because the company has grown and it is what it is. Lyft was a guest in my life. Lyft is still a guest in my life. I just don't know how long I'm going to keep them around. Peace and blessings. Abracito, Boricua. Brooklyn all day, living in the Bay Area, San Francisco. Later.